Yes, darling.
You're making the, what is it, clingy ex-girlfriend, crazy ex-girlfriend? What is the name of that internet broad who got all famous?
I don't know.
She now makes her living off of YouTube and is 23. And Lord knows I don't resent her for getting famous off of one thing and having a mediocre talent pool that isn't really possessed of the depth
mean,
that can carry a career after that sort of meteoric rise to fame. But no resentment here. None whatsoever. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Allison Frank.
Wow, that's me. I love me. I'm glad I'm here.
Go to inpapasbasement.com. A new episode every Monday and every Thursday. All of our contact links are there as well. The Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. She's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. And the iTunes link, which is the most important thing. Click there. Find us on iTunes. However you got to do it. Subscribe. Give us a good rating. Give us a good review.
Yeah.
Send us boxes of candy. Brenda Bren did that once at Brenda Bren on Twitter.
Yeah, that was delicious.
We love her forever. I ate them all. My BM smelled like cocoa for 3 days.
Wow. That's nice to know your process of elimination there.
You don't get that? When you eat a bunch of chocolate, it literally alters the smell of my elimination.
No.
Like nothing else.
It doesn't make it delicious.
I'm not going to say it's delicious. Like if I were drunk, I'd turn around and start smacking it like a bear would a salmon. But it's not the usual. It doesn't smell like I've been eating raw meat and fish heads. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's what gives you the stinkiest bowel movements is meat and cheese.
So yeah, you just can proteins eat. That rot within your bowels.
Yes, exactly. But when you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you can produce a lot of gas, but it's not the noxious variety.
My friend Carmen was, she always insisted on that. She was a vegetarian. I don't think she still is, but for the longest time when we were teens.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You first hang with a girl.
Yeah.
Did you have that first guy friend or you didn't have a normal childhood whatsoever?
No, I had guy friends, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was mind-blowing when I was in high school. Like, oh, man, there's a girl that's cute, and she's in our posse.
Yeah.
This is weird.
No, I mean, we all hung out together, so we were all kind of like siblings, even though I had a crush on, like, all my friends' brothers, you know what I mean? But we were all kind of like siblings also, you know what I mean? We could have held hands or we could have just, you know, palled around.
That was always the moment when you knew you weren't like even on their sexual radar. I had a good friend, Andrew Ritz.
Yeah.
And he had a twin sister. What's it called where they're not split from the same egg? It was just like their dad, Peter North, inside their mom. And so like 18 eggs got fertilized at once. That kind. There's like fraternal, paternal, maternal, buternal. I don't know. The one where they obviously weren't the same thing because one's a boy and one's a girl, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
He had a sister, Meg, and it's just that kind of, I'm not saying Meg was unattractive. Mm-hmm. She was certainly cute. Like guys in the school had crushes on Meg because that was before you really scored with anyone. So you were almost rated on how hot you found certain people.
I guess.
Like it'd be like, oh, I think she's the hottest girl in the school. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, we did that too. Mm-hmm.
I never know with your background.
I mean,
you seem like you grew up in youth homes and like you would fall for the one guy who didn't beat you for the peanut butter sandwich.
Nobody was ever mean to me. I was well liked, even as a kid. I was well liked by others. I mean, even though I had this disjointed and very colorful childhood, I mean, you talk to any adults who knew me as a child, they would just say I was just a pure delight. I was very, you know, well mannered. I was very respectful. I was very tidy. I was like an adult. I mean, I just needed like a briefcase. I probably needed a BlackBerry back then so I could keep all the adults, you know, in order or whatever. Yeah, so I was very together. But I always liked boys. I mean, as far as I can remember, like even before preschool, like I always had a crush on boys. I never thought they were icky or gross or whatever. I mean, I pretended that I did, but I always liked boys. And I always had a crush on like either my best friend's brother. They always seemed to have a nice brother.
I hated that
older
phase.
Yeah.
Where you had to pretend that you didn't want with every fiber of your being to hump the hell out of members of the opposite sex. Like as I don't even remember when I started checking out chicks in front of my parents. Like I'm really sure it wasn't big time until my dad was dead.
Oh, my mom would just bust my chops like endlessly. Like she's, I mean, the way I bust people's chops, I mean, she, it's so funny. The day I talked to my mom on my birthday, and I was actually getting an oil change, and I did a tweet about it, and I did a post on Facebook about it because my mom was like,
how exciting a post.
Well, I'm just saying I haven't really been active. I hadn't been feeling well for a long time, so I hadn't really been doing much Facebooking
and
or whatever.
And you tweeted, getting my oil checked, wink, wink.
Yeah, and that's what my mom said. My mom, but it was funny. Before I talked to my mom, there was a lady that was working there, and she kept saying something like, oh, I've got to cut out early. Can you make sure that Rick knows such and such, and I've got a doctor's appointment? And I just made this big, huge ordeal about it. I was like, oh, your doctor's appointment. Does your husband know about your doctor's appointment? And I would make jokes. I'm doing these air quotes, and I made jokes about your mom.
I was going to say, I've literally heard this shtick where yeah. My mom had like ovarian cancer almost that had to get hacked out. You're like, oh, you're going to see the surgeon to save your life. Yeah, it's like, yeah, she is.
Yeah, but the thing is that you make it sound like I'm being, you know, not caring or whatever. But your mom, it's a Saturday. She goes and gets her hair done. She comes back and she's primped and pressed and new shoes.
Oh, every Saturday.
And
that's
a new hat. She's got a fedora with a feather in it. She's like, oh, I just came from
JT?
The...
JT meets Robin Hood?
I was thinking more like Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's a fedora.
She's just jet setting around and... oh, just came from the doctors. And I was like, okay, really? With a box of chocolates? That's what they give you at the gynecologist? Maybe I need to go there.
Depends if they scraped bottom. I don't know.
It's like, I don't know. So it was funny. Like, I was just giving this lady a hard time about her quote-unquote doctor's appointment or whatever. And then my mom calls and talks to me while I'm getting this oil change. And my mom's busting my chop. She's like, oh, really? Oil change? Is it because you're 41? You got to get your... oil change. Are you really at a hospital or excuse me, day spa? And she's like, going
I love
on,
how
going on.
Your impression of your mom is my impression of you. It just goes down the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ask her about grandma? She's like, oh, who, grandma? How hell should I be grandmother?
Yes, exactly.
It's just all one big, ugly, hairy Carrie impression.
Actually, but we, but we just don't. Actually, it doesn't go beyond my mom. I'm definitely my mother's daughter, and everyone can tell. I mean, if you met her, you'd say, oh, yeah, that's definitely where she came from, you know, as far as our sense of humor and all that goes. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Oh, did we get to the bottom of that?
Oh, yeah, right down to the nitty gritty.
I had this whole thing about how I was going to talk about I wouldn't even turn my head around, like, hot chicks because, again, what you said, your parents... crack on you so hard.
Oh, my,
the first
but my
few
mother
times
was
you do. Like, is there any kind of bullet train to your kid having sexual issues? Like, the first time he looks at a big pair of jugs, you're like, ah, ha, ha. Like, shouldn't you encourage that? Like, my boy, bite off a cigar and shove it in his mouth, light up. Today, you are a man.
I mean, maybe they don't really know what to do if you think about it.
Okay. We're getting a signal to keep our voices down a bit.
Oh, really? That's like the open hand that goes down to a closed hand?
Well, we can both be a little quieter as they film the Al Jazeera car bomb hour over there.
I saw this shirt in the hallway. I guess that's the
I just saw a bunch of Arabic script on the screen as we walked in. I was like, ooh.
I saw the shirt and tie out there.
What sleeper cell is this?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that our brains go there.
I don't know. But my mom, she really did. And she always cracked me hard about people that I really didn't like. And that was even worse. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, if she knew who I really liked, then it would just be on fire. I mean, I really did. There was a kid, he gave me a cough drop in school. And I remember telling my mom about it, like, hey, this guy, his name is Brian Agin. And he gave me this cough drop. And I thought that was nice of him to share or whatever. Mom's like, Allison and Brian Agin. Does he look like an egg? And actually, he did look like an egg.
How horrific.
And I was like, I really don't like him. I just think he's nice. And can you not? And she would tease me about people who weren't really in my age either. Like Danny Bonaducci was one that she would bust my chops about all the time. And I'd be like, but I don't like Danny Bonaducci.
I remember.
I didn't even like David Cassidy. So.
Cassidy was the good looking one, right?
I mean, yeah.
And then didn't they have a sister that was Cassidy's age? And didn't she pull like a Karen Carpenter?
Yeah. I think so.
To death or not?
No, yeah, she's around.
She's
on one of those LA CSI law room.
Are you
something
kidding?
Or other.
She still like exists.
Susan Day. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just know that the mom.
The mom is actually still around.
Isn't
too.
The mom the one that's like on Grandma's Boy and she's like, "Oh, pump me full of seed, young bucks."
I'm not sure that
she
is.
Like, I thought that was
her
whole shtick, that she became. That was either Brady mom or Partridge mom.
Both of those moms.
They aged into the same person. Yeah, let's be honest.
All three moms.
They have aged into the same.
The Partridge
being.
Mom, the Brady mom, the, what do you call it? Happy Days mom. You know, they can all just.
Mrs. Cunningham?
Yeah. Actually, the Happy Days mom, her son just got a, he's a comedian and he does voices and impressions and stuff. And he was on one of those talent shows or something or other.
Any good?
He actually is not too bad. I mean, he does do pretty good impressions, but he didn't win. So he didn't go the distance, so, even though he has some Hollywood
pull. So he's
a
loser is what you wanted to say.
No, I think that they feel like probably a lot of the audience probably feels like he's already got a leg up because he's got a celebrity mom. So what did he need their votes for?
I'm with you. That's like Barry Gordy's kid. I forgot what his name was. I want to call him Ramrod right now.
Okay.
But I'm going to guess his name wasn't Ramrod Gordy.
Fro Jr.
It was like
Raisinette.
And it wasn't Samwell because that was Mr. What in the butt.
I don't know.
He was the guy who did the, I got the feeling like somebody's watching me. I forgot. That was Maxwell maybe.
No,
I always feel like
that's not Maxwell.
Somebody.
Maxwell's,
well,
those,
Maxwell's
like, smooth.
Yeah, grooves. Maxwell's like the smooth, like leave on your socks and bang your woman type music. But he has a name like that. I forget. It's just one word. I keep wanting to say Samwell.
I don't know.
It's not Samwell, but he did the same thing where I think he wanted to avoid that happening, and so he got his record deal without being like, by the way, Barry Gordy is my effing dad. Yeah. The guy who invented Motown, have you heard of it? That's my pops.
Yeah, that's got to be. I mean, it's tough. I mean, the same with Priscilla Presley and all that, following in her dad. She was like, why did she even
try? Oh, she was such a nothing.
Like, why
such
did she
nothing.
Even
Rosanna,
try to play?
Rosanna Cash. That one really gets me.
Oh, I don't even know anything that she's done.
Oh, I've heard one or two where she tries to do a contemporary spin on country. Just get the hell out.
Yeah, I don't think. But then there are other people who kind of branch out. I was kind of thinking about that the other day, like how fickle it is where some people really do just hit a nerve and take off. You know, from whatever they're known for, whether it's a celebrity parent or they're known for acting or they're known for being a dancer. But then they can kind of branch off and to do politics, or they can branch off and now do singing, like Jennifer Lopez.
I was literally like going to say that.
Yeah, because
example.
She just, I mean, she was the dancing thing. And then when she did acting, people were okay with it because she took the Selena role. It was something familiar to her or whatever. But then she branched off and did her own dance music. But now people love her music. Like
much
it's
more than the acting career. Now it's
way
you're
over.
Weirded out seeing
way
her
overshadowed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As an actor, like Made in Manhattan. I mean, admittedly, it was like a hand in glove. Yeah. You're like, a Latin maid. Okay.
Yeah.
So far, so good. She's not playing a doctor. I mean, come on.
I didn't like that movie. It was trash.
It was a crap.
Yeah.
It was a crap.
But, I did see, I don't think I saw all of Selena, but I think I saw some of it, and I think she did all right.
I didn't see any. I didn't have HBO back then. I heard they aired it like 10 times a day.
Probably.
My buddy Tony. Yeah. Who's half Costa Rican.
Yeah.
He had a Costa Rican cousin, Marcella, I think he was spending a lot of time with. And he's like, I had to watch Selena literally twice a day. Anytime it was on, we just had to sit through Selena.
Wow.
He was none too happy about that. But I was getting back to just how much you had to hide the liking thing. I remember I would literally keep my head from turning. I had the most developed peripheral vision to check out ass while in the car or otherwise around my parents.
Yeah.
Like, I reacted less than Jackie Robinson marching to the plate as they hurled the N-word at him.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, my mom
because
made
it wasn't
painful,
worth it.
Difficult.
Like, my dad was just like, oh, like a whole gleeful thing, but in a not mocking way, but enough to be uncomfortable. Like, I swear to God, the first time I see my kid, I don't even know how they find it. I guess kids are looking at Bang Bros by like age 4 on their baby's first iPad.
I don't think
we're going to have this weirdness.
I worked with some kids, and there was this one kid that I was working with, and he is just, I think he's like 2.5, 3 years old, like right around 3, I guess. And this kid, when he was around other kids, he was just, he was almost kind of shy, or he would be a little chit-chatty something. But if there was a girl, a little girl, like I had taken him to the doctor's office and he had to have a checkup, and there was a little girl, this kid just started doing cartwheels. He's like, cha-da! And he's doing his hands out. He's trying to
pimp.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, But he only did it around little girls. Like, if we went to the supermarket, it was the same thing. He was, like, giving them the old razzle-dazzle.
He's years ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, he's three. How does he even know, like, gender or whatever? Like, how do you recognize?
At three, I think you know gender.
You know gender, but I don't think you realize, like, with an attraction.
Oh, I want to screw that.
Where you're peacocking for the opposite sex. And he's just 3 years old. Like, he's the Fonz. And he's doing the double guns. And you just think, wow.
He could be gay if he's that early along.
No, I don't think so.
Like, he just wants to be buddies with him?
No, I mean, he really does. He's endearing, too. Like, he'll get them a drink or a cookie or share half his whatever.
That kid's going to get laid.
I think so.
At seven by a 32-year-old.
You should see the kid. I mean, he's just really.
I could keep a secret, Mrs. J.
That's right. He does have some game. I tease his parents about it all the time, and they're like, and his dad is actually, like, proud, like, that's my boy. Go get him,
Why
Tiger.
Why wouldn't you be? Yeah, my dad had to be dying inside. He was a sailor who just pounded it in every port, and he had two shut-in sons who weren't bagging anything before Christ knows what
but
time.
But you know what's funny? As I got older, like, I was always very focused, like, on, I always had a strong work ethic from when I was very young. Like, I just was always working. It just seemed like. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I always liked boys, but I never really let it known, and I never let it be known to my mother, because forget it, I just didn't want to hear about it.
Oh, sorry, no, I'm looking, there's literally a guy old enough to put the Reaper to shame who's just sticking his head into the Muslim studio now.
Anyhow, so, but my mom, once I got old enough to actually date, like, there were people who, like, we were big, we went to church on Sundays and, I don't know, maybe Wednesday nights or whatever, or people in the community or something, but then whenever a guy would express interest, there was one guy in particular who went to our church, and he was older. Like, I was 17.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 7.
No,
I was like, oh,
like
Allison.
16, 17, something like that. So clearly dating age or whatever. But this guy was, I want to say, early 20s, you know. But I always acted and seemed much older, always, you know, even when I was younger.
17 to 23. I don't know.
He was maybe.
I was a perv, I think, when I was. I remember when I was 20.
Yeah.
A 17-year-old was way into me. We, like, chilled for a while. She listens all the time. Hey, Eva, what's up? And I remember at the time, I felt quite the perv.
Yeah.
Logging time with her. And just because she was, I remember when I was 18, the 17-year-olds in class. I was like, oh, hands off. There's the jailbait.
Yeah.
And now it's just literally, are you legal?
Yeah, but
that's
was like,
all I care about.
He was short and he was super duper skinny. And he had, like, do you remember in Greece, his nemesis, Danny Zuko's nemesis there from the Nemesis gang with the puck marks all in his face or whatever? That's the face this guy
there
had.
There was the Nemesis gang?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. When they do the big race at the end and they're racing Greece Lightning and the other guy's got whatever and they're playing for pinks. Do you remember the rival gang
playing
there?
For pink socks? no, I saw Grease once to say I saw it,
and
really
he also stole the chick
that.
When they did the dance contest.
Olivia Newton's John.
No, it was the rival chick.
The one that got preggered.
Cha cha.
And they're like, "Don't worry, Frenchie, we're gonna coat hanger that baby."
No. You don't know this story very well. Anyhow, but he had wicked puck marks all over his face, this kid or this guy, whatever. And he expressed an interest in me. And I guess he asked my mom if he could ask me out. And my mom was like, sure, go ahead. But my mom knew, like, one, I absolutely did not like this guy. And so the guy called my house and he was asking for me or whatever. And thankfully, I was always working, so I never had to hurt the guy's feelings. But I was like, Mom, seriously? That's the guy you're giving a green light? But you know I like this person, or you know I like that person. My mom's like, oh, I think
Allison
she's too busy.
40.
Yeah, I think she's too busy. Or she's not interested.
Eddie Money's not coming to town, Allison.
It's like, oh, but Mr. Puckmark can have my, you know, my schedule and know when I'm available. But, you know, so my mom was good like that. Or even as an adult, like she would always, she always kind of sees me as like this, you know, nurse angel where I can save these people. And the one guy had one tooth and he looked like an Igor type of guy. Like he's bald and.
But he had personality, so you're cool with it.
Oh, my mom
was
like,
you know
what?
Or were you actually kind of shallow back then? Were you actually somewhat reasonable as a human being?
But the guy, I mean, I was like 20 something. I don't know. And the guy is almost, I don't know, 50? He's like twice my age.
But
he
owns a chain of dry cleaners. Don't you want to be taken care of, Allison?
Oh, gosh. He wasn't going to take care of me. My mom said, oh, you could help him. Bring him out of his shell and, you know, give him a good life. Cook for him. I don't know. Clean for him. Show him a good time.
Take the lobster mallet to his bunions. Knock him back in place.
You know, you're good for him. You're good wife material. Okay. Well,
how little she knew.
I know. I mean, well, there you have it. So, yeah, but my mom is terrible. And she's terrible about keeping a secret, too. And so, I mean, she'll always be like, how do you know if you can't trust me unless you give... I was like, I give you plenty as a kid. And it was just right down the toilet. So...
I don't know how we get so far from our initial topic so quickly. I think we've done 20 minutes and I keep trying to just go back to saying how much it hurt because I had a crush on Megan Ritz. I'm like minute two.
Oh.
And I had no idea how you picked up girls. So I was just like, well, you know, Andrew's my buddy. I think hanging at his house. Eventually, one day, it'll just be like, hey, you're here enough. Let's make out.
Yeah. Did it happen?
No, of course not.
Oh.
God, no. And then she just banged some other guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, it crushed me as a being. I was like, wait, so my plan of no action didn't pan out?
Yeah.
It was my first comprehension of life being cruel and not full of just what I wanted. But what happened, I remember one time I knew I was in trouble because we're all hanging out and just like toasting quesadillas.
Yeah.
Did you make the ghetto quesadillas as a kid? You just dump cheese in a tortilla and flip it over and be like, microwave it and go, ta-da!
We didn't have a microwave.
I did at my home. That's part of why I went to all my friends' houses. Just like melting cheese in the span of 30 seconds. This is a wizard box.
My friends didn't
full
even
of
have,
good magic.
We were too poor. I mean, microwaves. I mean, I didn't have a microwave in our house, I think, until I was 18.
I was 16, 15. Yeah. My mom was convinced you would get cancer if you used it. But it was great once we hit that age where apparently cancer just didn't happen.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so those old people just died of laziness. It wasn't fibroids on their lungs that took them. I'm glad that at 16, you can pump me with all the cancer magic you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I said magic 18 times in the last 20 seconds.
Oh, my.
But we were sitting there just eating these melty cheese products. Mm. And she's got pigtails. I remember it vividly, like dual pigtails. Maybe it was French braids. I don't know.
Yeah.
How vivid. And she's in like
or she
jeans.
Might have been bald. It could have been wearing a wig.
Could have shaved a fryer tuck thing in the middle. I don't know. But she's sitting there in her jeans, her van sneakers, and like a sweater.
Yeah.
And she's just Indian style eating. And she pauses and she looks up. She goes, I just farted. And then goes right back to eating. And even in my dense lizard brain, I'm like, you know, if this chick was going to give you anything, I don't think that was a good sign.
I don't know. I'm not into those kinds of things. I mean, I would never just announce, you know, farting or my period or cramps or well, anything like that.
That would have really creeped me out. It's funny. She actually had a friend in eighth grade. This is probably 10th grade, the farting incident that queered the waters forever. But in eighth grade, she was in an art class with this blonde chick. I don't remember what this chick's name was, but I probably could have had sex with her like back in eighth grade.
Yeah.
She was like literally like, hey, is your house open? You want to just go back to your house sometime? Mm-hmm. And I would be like, well, yeah, you could, but I really just want to stare at porn and then not know what to do with myself and get worked up for an hour and then walk away. So I blew her off. But that chick, I didn't put the moves on in part because she told the story of how like in sixth grade, she wore like white shorts one day and got her period in them.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to accept that any woman who could be sexual in any way, shape or form had ever done anything that gross, even though she was just a kid.
Yeah, I guess.
I was like, I'm sorry. I don't think Cindy Crawford ever soiled a bath towel.
I actually did have a crush on somebody in like sixth grade and he kind of was the cool kid. And I remember we had to be in line through the hallways. It was just this one particular teacher's thing and we all walked single file. And I can remember us being
that's every class ever.
Is it?
If you go into an elementary school, they're all marching around like Jews into the oven.
So anyhow, it was started getting whispered, you know, and they're like, oh, I think he pooped his pants. And sure enough, you could kind of see this soil mark or whatever.
I was going to say, you could kind of see like the flies buzzing like a garbage pail
and
kid.
They just fall to the floor dead. Yeah, it was not good. So yeah, that crush was over.
Yeah, it's funny how fickle it is as a kid.
You're like, hey, you poop your pants.
Oh, now.
It's the same now. I mean, if I meet a guy and he's pooping his pants.
Oh,
it's
no.
kind of, that's
I
over.
Now I've turned a corner on that. You just realize we're all disgusting humans. Now it's like you'll go down. It's like, oh, your odor's off. I think you got your period coming in a day or two. It's no big deal. 20 minutes later.
You're like putting your finger, wet finger up to the air to check the wind. It's like,
Now, wait a minute. Did you red wing me? You red winged me, you rascal. Let's get some popcorn.
I mean, that's like accidents happen, you know, so. I mean, I've known people that...
You come up just looking like the Joker.
Actually, somebody did have that happen. I have a friend of mine who did, and I guess he was just going to town on his wife, and then when he went in the bathroom...
A wife? Wow. Yeah. This guy deserves a blue ribbon.
And then when he went in there, he just looked in the mirror, and it was just...
Oh.
Over the place.
That is the best rock star story I've ever heard. I know there's like Led Zeppelin with the Mud Shark or whatever. If you read Motley Crue's The Dirt, Nikki Sixx, their bassist and songwriter, tells a story of just one night being completely screwed up, stumbling home to his apartment complex. The nerdy girl next door is just like, hi, Nikki.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, what the hell? Nightcap.
Yeah.
Just goes down on her for hours. He's like too high to do anything else.
Yeah.
Stumbles out the next day. His landlord's walking by. He's like, hey, what's up, landlord? The guy like just shrieks and runs away.
Yeah.
And Nikki opens his own door, looks in the mirror. It just looks like, you know, Nosferatu or something. Like it's down to his nipples bloodstream. The girl just didn't say a word.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, sometimes you don't know. I mean, that is true. I mean, you can think, well, how can
I,
you
as
not
a guy,
know?
I don't get that. Like, if I had just a small but persistent leakage from my butt, I think as I moved, I would be like, wait a minute, something's doing.
Yeah. But you don't, I mean, because that area is prone to moisture anyhow. So if we're aroused, things, waterworks start happening. So moisture isn't always an indication. You see what I'm saying?
I guess.
So if sometimes you pooped poop and then other times you pooped string cheese.
I like those odds.
Are you going to know which is which?
I would just reach back blindly and bite.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, comedy aside, I think I was just, I would assume I was pooping each time. And then if I had to fish some string cheese out of the water, so be it.
He's going to the bathroom with crackers.
Just wipe with the crackers, please.
This is not good. I don't feel good because I actually see you doing that. Like, I'm making my own snacks.
Of course, if it was literal cheese. It wasn't poop cheese. It was real cheese. Why wouldn't I eat cheese that came out of my butt? Like, I keep it fairly clean.
No, you don't. I mean, you try, but it takes several sessions.
Well, yeah, especially if I could win Cheez-It each time, I would. You'd be able to eat off that thing, literally.
But that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't
there
know.
There are actual and tears then I could streaming down your face right now.
Because I know how much you would really enjoy that.
Are you
would never leave. You would never leave your house.
Of course.
You're like, these odds, two out of the three times, Allison, it's cheese.
Yeah. Do you think I want to leave that in like a dirty public restroom? No, I'd want my cheese. I would get a towel like a diamond dealer has, like one of those crimson red towels where you show off, oh, these are the facets and this is the carrots. And I would just go on that each time.
So much.
And if it was the bad one, I'd flip it over, wipe with the other side. And...
So how could you not know? That's what I'm saying. You just wouldn't know. Sometimes it's cheese.
I've never passed full cheese logs before.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just don't know. And if you aren't, some women are very symptomatic during that time of month and they do get cramps or headaches or their breasts are tender or whatever. So they get warnings, you know. But someone like myself, I actually don't. I feel the same as I do every other day.
You just walk around with a handful of corks.
Pretty much.
You're like, diarrhea or my period. I'm covered either way.
I just wear a diaper because it's sexy.
Just a baby Huey, I like 18-inch clothespin in the front.
Yep. When the tape rips, then I know I'm getting lucky. I don't know. It's disgusting. I mean, but yeah. So
here's where.
So that's a tip for you, fellas. Sometimes women just don't know, and you think, hey, how could you not know? That area is just prone to moisture, getting wet, especially when you're aroused.
So how much do you get busted with then? Like, is it? A little mark in the front of your underwear, or do you ever look down?
Oh, I've never had like your friend in the white shorts or whatever. Yeah. I mean, if even if it's you know, a good kind of moisture or something, you're probably going to want to change your underwear or take them off or whatever, you know. So,
sorry, I'm writing down that this was a topic we covered on the show. It could be the topic of the show. Could be what I put in as our SEO keyword. I'm not
is
sure.
Is it poop or is it cheese?
I was just doing the period thing, but I'll write down, is it poop or is it cheese? And then I'll look at that in 2 days. I'll be like, what the hell? I don't remember. What is this, Allison? And you'll go, I don't know.
Papa Giorgio doesn't wipe with 20s. He wipes with crackers. Oh, my goodness. So there's plenty of women. So for guys out there, your chick, she just, it's not like we're going, oh, wouldn't that be so funny if he came up like that? No, I mean, we don't think that that's very nice.
But you're laughing right now.
No, I'm laughing about you pooping cheese. And you thinking now, I just see like a light bulb above your head. Like, is this humanly possible? You're a nurse. Can we break this down?
Well, you know how exactly.
If I eat enough chocolate, my poop does take on a chocolatey.
Well, it's the way they get scientists to analyze, like, could a zombie thing really happen? Yeah. And they have to be like, look, nothing exists without food. I'm sorry. Nothing exists past death. Don't know what to tell you. I would be like, hey, the guy from CNN who wrote that article, could I poop edible cheese?
I think you probably could actually poop edible cheese, but you'd have to rinse it. It'd have to go through a sieve. It's the same way people poop out, you know, their teeth, like my mom did, and she crapped in a box.
She's a street fighter?
Yeah. She's the original Fight Club.
Turn on the heat, kids. It'll work tonight. Crack. I just picture her bare knuckle boxing, but like in the you know, James Joyce shorts or whatever, but shirtless.
Yeah.
Just shirtless, like any other bare knuckle. Suspenders over her breasts.
Yeah. I mean.
And then the fisticuffs hand pose.
But she did swallow her tooth, and then she did crap in a shoebox to find it.
Wow. And then did it 2 days later, but as a prank, because you hadn't cleaned your room.
Because it's hilarious. That wouldn't be above my mom. Really, she is a prankster.
Wow. I remember a friend of mine. That's when I stopped getting to see him, and he got shipped to an alternative school because we all listened to metal and we all acted up a bit.
Yeah.
But then he crapped into a shopping bag and hurled it under his parents' bed. And that's where it went from, hey, look, our kid listens to Cannibal Corpse and steals the occasional beer from the neighbor's garage to our kid crapped under our bed. You're going to a place with a uniform and a dress code.
Oh, mom. I don't know that anybody did any, like, terrible pranks. Like, you know.
I'm still back to the cheese pooping. Because I wish I could feed you that instead of the meals I have to buy you each time.
I mean, that's disgusting. I wouldn't.
I actually had that as a segment.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to flow into it.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, really?
Yeah. I was going to do a brief segment on the rising cost of the fast food meal.
Actually, I went through for a friend and I ordered a meal for them and they got it large sized.
Was it a numbered thing?
Yeah. They got the number whatever and they wanted it large size. And then they ordered one extra thing. And I think it was like $16 or something.
Good God.
I was like, what? Like for fast food? Like, well, I would rather go to a restaurant.
I wanted to do it just talking Chipotle because Allison travels a far way.
Yeah.
About an hour to come and do the studio. You really live in the boonies.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. So between the gas and the time, at the very least, I try to take you out for a meal each time. And I like that we've moved past any sort of semblance where you're like, oh, thanks for that nice treat. Like anytime you don't get that, you just look at me like, you owe me two next time.
Or six.
Yeah.
I got to check the punch
There's
card.
Interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just thinking maybe 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Eight, nine, I forget. It's been a while. When Chipotle first burst onto the scene.
I actually never really went to it. For a long time until really just like the last couple years or so.
I was doing it, I want to say, 03, 04. Like, I remember the early days of when I had to take over my dad's business and I was still driving around like the child molester van that had like the blanked windows on the sides and peeing in water bottles in the back like a pregnant woman.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it was all class.
Mm-hmm. Like Howard Hughes.
I could never make that shot, by the way. You'd think as a guy, you literally just take the hole and press it against it like an airlock.
Yeah.
Oh, It's
no, and the thing about it is, impossible. I don't think that because I know guys who can't even get the big round porcelain hole in their bathroom. Like they're spilling on the seat and on the floor.
I would usually
have
to do it in a darkened place because if you're doing it in the great wide open, someone's going to look through your windshield or the rear.
Yeah.
So I would maybe be in a darkened parking garage, place like that. And
beautiful.
You think, you know, exactly. This is very evocative. Me in a molester van peeing all over the equipment that I'd be handling 10 minutes later. You think you could line up what goes where, where it's just the head. You know, you're like, well, I've got a water bottle hole the size of a nickel.
Yeah.
I think I could place a nickel over the tip.
Mm.
And then 30 seconds later, you're shaking your hand off.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Like it touched alien blood. But I was eating Chipotle back then.
Yeah.
So that had to be 03. And I was just thinking back, it was like six. No, Chipotle initially was about $5.50 a burrito.
Yeah.
I think it's gone up a buck and a half.
Yeah.
I think the initial chicken price was $5.25. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
And it's now, what, $6.50 for the chicken and like $6.75 for the higher end stuff?
I'm not sure. I know that what I usually get, and I usually get it with guacamole, it's $9.
Yeah, the guac is
they add
what they charge for the guac is
but they give you a lot. I mean, I think
you're acting like guac is made from silkworms or something. It's just an avocado.
I know
avocado smashed.
Yeah, but
how am I supposed to pronounce
sometimes
that?
Those are $4 a piece.
What?
I'm not even joking.
$1.50.
No, I mean when they're on sale, they're $1.50.
Okay, when they're not, they're $2 or something.
Oh no, it just depends on where you buy them, and if they're organic. Then forget it. They're even more. Doesn't that what Chipotle kind of praises itself on? Local, organic, blah, blah, blah.
I guess. We're not getting local avocados in D.C.
Well, I think they...
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
No need.
But, yeah, so it's probably like $7 or $8, I think.
All right. They've gone up like $1.50.
Okay.
I take you to Cava now.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people have Cava. It might actually just be a local thing.
A lot of people in D.C. know it, so there must be other ones around.
I think it is just that mall that's right next to the studio is a bunch of D.C.-only places or like D.C.-based chains.
Oh, I gotcha.
And we are the westernmost outpost of that.
I gotcha.
So like, here's a little civility for you guys as you drive to your single-family homes, losers, suburbanites. Cava is like, what, $7.50 for their base dish? And then if you want to get a non-chicken meat, it's another $1.25.
I don't think
so. And then
so.
If
is
you
it?
Want it as a... Yeah, okay.
Because I get the vegetarian one.
Their base vegetarian or chicken wrap is $7.25. If you want it as a bowl, which simply means we put it in the bowl with rice as a base.
Or lettuce.
That becomes $8.50. And then if you get lamb or beef...
Gross.
It's another $1.25. These are
but every time I leave
fast food option. I know what you're going to say. You leave full.
Yeah, and not only that, but I think where Cava has it different than like a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's is the things that they actually put in their, you know, in their bowls. Like you couldn't make that at home for that price. You know what I mean? Because there's so many different vegetables and things like that. Like we were talking about avocado. Avocado is very expensive. And I understand Subway just started doing avocados on theirs, too. And
oh,
I don't
please.
Know what they
we've eaten at Subway. You know what their amount of avocado must
Somebody
be.
Said it was very good. I don't know. I'm
sure it's okay, but they're probably like one ring per side of your sub.
I
always love how it's just a symmetrical FU.
Yeah.
It's like two tomatoes here, two tomatoes there.
Well, if I want more vegetables, usually I'll tell them I want more vegetables or whatever. You guys don't speak up in your family.
The vegetables I don't care about. I want the more meat. And if you speak up about that, you're singing an extra $4 at the register. You might as well get two subs and mash them together and make a Voltron sub.
I mean, maybe. But I mean, I think with Cava or any of those fresh food
like
places,
I don't have the balls. Oh, give me more lettuce, sir.
No. But the, like, we were talking about Mom's Organic and like the Peruvian bowl. I looked up tempeh myself just to purchase some of it. And it was like,
ain't cheap.
Yeah, it was like $15 for this teeny little brick. So you're getting, in that Peruvian bowl, you're getting the tempeh, the avocados, the black beans, blah, 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 the chimichurri, which who's going to make that? You know what I mean? You guys are not going to make your own chimichurri. I would make my own, but...
I don't make a bowl of cereal on my own. I just eat out of the box while I'm on the toilet. So I guess you're right about the chimichurri. Brilliantly
so
deduced.
For those places, I mean, Mom's, I mean, maybe that's the most expensive one because it's like $7.75 or $8, but you're not going to make that at home for $8. And well, Cava, you're not going to make whatever they sell for $8.
I don't know if I've just tapped out on reality, and this is food price going up with inflation.
Yeah.
It seems we're paying an awful lot for something that's made in an assembly line factory, good or not.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that they make a hell of a meal.
But not everyone is like that, because Quiznos, whatever.
No, what's the name of that place?
Quiznos.
Okay, way to kill the bit. Yes, Quiznos. You got it.
Anyhow, I've only eaten there once, but to me it was way overpriced, and it's the same thing as a Subway, but it's like twice as much.
They shove it through an oven. I want to say that's the only difference.
But it was astronomical. Like, I went there for work, and I picked up everyone's work orders. Mm-hmm. But just for a sandwich, I think some of them are like $12 or something. You think?
I'm not big on it. I'll be honest. I'm happy as hell the one next to my house closed down, because it was literally right between work and home for my mom. And I was getting a lot of Quiznos as a freebie. And I'd be like, one, don't waste your money. Two, I hate this crap.
Yeah. So I don't think everyone can kind of fall on that, hey, we're going to, you know, mash together something
for $9.
No, some
charge you a lot, and it sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, even if it's good, it's starting to get to the point, a couple of years, you won't flinch when you're paying $12-$13 for something that was made, again, in an assembly line in the span of 90 seconds.
Yeah, but that's, to me, that's even worse. Like, I couldn't believe when I went through Wendy's and the thing was like, I want to say it was $16. It was just
Those value meals have gotten way up there.
Yeah, and then it was just that and then an extra sandwich. And it was like $16, I think. $15.90
Wendy's,
something or whatever.
More than anyone else. I really, especially now that I'm just doing the seafood thing for the time being.
Yeah.
But there was a long time where I prided myself on enjoying a good burger.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, that didn't bug me so much as a quote-unquote assembly line thing, because you're cooking the meat in front of me. It's not like I was getting a patty at BGR.
Yeah.
Places like, hell, even Five Guys, I'll kind of give them the nod, because they'll cook it in front of you, for Christ's sake. But, give me 1 second. Completely forgot where we were. Just pathetically.
Because you were
enough.
Talking about how, like, we're not going to, the price is going up and it's so inflated and 12
prices. And then you're talking. No, but after that.
That's what you were saying.
We went
too
far back on the DVR.
You were saying that you were talking about the evolution of it and how when it gets to the point in another few years, how we're not going to bat an eye by we're paying whatever.
Like,
but I don't mind.
$15. And I was saying, I don't mind it if there's any kind of prep done. But then I just forgot where we were after that.
I don't know. But I know.
It was the best thought, too. Funny.
But
poignant.
When it comes to like McDonald's or some of these other ones, not
okay,
good.
You got me.
No.
I remember where I was now.
Okay.
I was about to say, I was paying $10 a burger at some of these places. Again, BGR, I think, is $8 for their base burger. But, oh, God, you leave satisfied.
Yeah.
I would go through the Wendy's lines. They would have a new Tuscan chicken, maybe.
Yeah.
Things like that. You're talking $6.50 for Wendy's, for Christ's sake. It's frozen.
Yeah.
It's assembled in like, or prepped in 8 different places, assembled and thawed out. The balls to charge that much for what you're saying. Like, I think the value menus really were, if you got a large $9.50, $10, I had tapped out on those long ago. Like, even if I was, I get it, I'm not the picture of health eating at a fast food joint, but there's another league of fat to me where you're like, give me the 18-gallon Coke and the fries that are the size of a small child's trunk.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, like, they too, like, even, like, Taco Bell has gone way up, too. Like, I went.
Really? I thought it still had a bunch of 99-cent junk.
I don't know if they do anymore. I went and I ordered for someone. Now, this has been a little while ago, and it was, like, just a couple soft tacos or something when I was in, I think, South Carolina. And I think it was, like, $6 or $7. And it was just a couple of tacos. And I was, like, $6?
I could swear they still had a 99-cent-ish menu. But it's pathetic. There's like this friggin' 99% and 1% divide on fast food menus now, where it's like, you peasants, the value menu is for you. And then if you've got 2 bits of coinage to rub together, enjoy our new premium sandwich we put out there.
I guess. I don't know. Well, your mom was getting those deals like for the breakfast sandwiches or whatever. It was like 2 for $3. But how much are they regularly? Like $4 or $5 just now?
God, a McMuffin.
They used to be in like $1.
Yeah, McMuffin used to be like $1.30, $1.40. I want to say McMuffin now is like $2.90 or something.
Yeah.
They aren't horrible, but if you get a couple, one, you're a fat pig.
Yeah.
But two, it ain't so cheap.
But that's the thing. Like, you can make those at home really cheap. You know what I mean? So why
Who wants to? Part of the magic is getting
it
in a brightly colored
with
wrapper and then just getting it.
I'm good at those. I actually do those for my clients all the time.
Oh, really?
Breakfast sandwiches.
How about your radio co-host / best friends?
But you're not eating meat, so...
Yeah, you could take out the Canadian bacon, you lazy pig.
If you want to,
I like how I tried to back out on calling it. I was a lazy. But out it came.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine enough. But breakfast sandwiches are easy. Even the ones with biscuits. I mean, it just takes, if you have like a mix, it's just biscuit mix and milk. That's it. And you can make biscuits at home.
I do need to make biscuits. That might actually be something I do tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do. And they come out wonderful. So if you do just do Bisquick and milk, you can make some tasty biscuits. Or you can actually do it from scratch. I mean, I do that too. So, yeah.
That might be my project for the evening, friend. Some biscuit making. The girlfriend does enjoy her a biscuit and bacon.
Oh, that's right. She's big from the Cracker Barrel or whatever.
I don't like buying food, so.
But you can make a lot of biscuits, so.
Nice. Cool. I'm down for that.
Yeah, it's very easy. Simple. Except for you, there's no prep space. The easiest thing is just
mixing
it and rolling
it. That's true. I do live with the woman who lived in a shoe.
It's pretty bad. But maybe the table, if you cleaned off the table, then you could roll it out on the table. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be as much on the table anymore these days.
No. And apparently the cats, because they're indoor cats, use that as their little gymnastics.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing their little judo rolls on the counter as we sleep. Fun stuff.
Well,
that was the most half-hearted, not selling it fun stuff ever. We do get to punch out, though. I think we're at right around the 45, 50-minute mark.
All right.
And I'm
That's
not
cool.
introducing another topic for 10 minutes because we got a whole other episode to do. We got to milk.
That's fine.
Like Stifler milking the air teats.
Whatever.
In American
floats your
Pie
boat.
3.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to get out. We're going to take a candy break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not a euphemism for anything. Literally going to eat candy out of the vending machine because I got a couple $1 bills earlier. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio.
Wow.
This is Allison Frank with me.
Right here. That's me.
In papasbasement.com. Go there for a new episode every Monday and every Thursday of this lovely show, as well as our Facebook info, our Twitter info. Most importantly, the iTunes info. If you use iTunes in any way whatsoever, subscribe to the podcast. It helps with our numbers, gets us noticed by more people.
Yeah.
Rate it, comment on it, and share it, please. If you like the show, tell people about it. It can be your naughty secret.
Yeah.
Really. Like, how will you know if someone's cool unless you, who love the show, tell them about the show and they come back to you and they're like, that's the best thing ever.
Correct.
Really, if they hear it and they're like, you listen to that, you just cut your losses. We're like a litmus test. We'll be back momentarily recording another episode, except you'll probably get this one on Monday, in which case we'll be recording the next episode Thursday morning, right before you hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
You think they bought it?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
I sound so damn good.
Actually, I can't
and
even hear you properly.
Who wouldn't want more of this voice in their ear?
It actually sounds loud just in one ear.
You should get new headphones.
Yeah, but
I call them new magic earmuffs, Pa.
My new legs.
And you are found.
Yikes,
or something like
that's
that.
That's horrible. Oh, and I actually do like Gray Sky Eternal's cover of that. I think it's Danzig song or whatever.
Mother.
I actually heard the original one, which I was not really that familiar with it.
You weren't familiar?
But the Cleveland show does like a bit, and they have the little kid doing it. The little Cleveland's son or whatever. And there's a clip on it.
There was a time I knew that kid's name.
Oh, he's the little smart alecky one with the fro or whatever. Oh, that's so he does it.
Rondell or something?
I'm not sure. I don't really watch that show, but anyway. But I actually heard it. I heard the original one, and I thought, you know what? Tenpenny's not doing it so bad. I didn't mind Tenpenny's version. What?
Am I allowed to put this as the intro?
Oh, I don't mind. I mean, like,
Tenpenny's not horrible.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying nothing. Oh, my. This thing is like, you know, like when you wear like a cowboy thing, like this thing is like cinched up to my chin. It keeps twisting.
I've never worn a little cowboy hat.
We actually had to do that last year at work. So they
Where were you dancing?
It was Western Wear Day at the retirement community. And I was like, oh, just shoot me now. It's just not good.
For so many reasons.
Who knotted all this stuff?
The knot fairy? I don't know. I'm sleepy.
I'm not too bad.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
I had one of those dreams, like I dreamt, and I never have like an intimate, like sexual or romantic dream with anybody that I would actually...
Anyone who isn't of color.
Right. Okay. Or anyone that I, you know, find attractive in person. Like that never happens. Like I just, you know, anybody that I had a crush on the guy that worked in the photo department at Costco. He was never in my dreams just wooing me, feeding me strawberries. And like it's always like the bald doctor who only has hair around his lower crown, wears a bow tie with the half glasses. I'm like, I was with hairy knuckles on the stairs.
That is weird.
Yeah. I mean,
I saw one time
I had a dream and it was Charlton Heston, but not like, you know, young Charlton Heston, you know, Planet of the Apes. It's
like old
NRA.
The end of the Alzheimer's. Well, he was even handsome for the beginning of the NRA, but at the end.
I mean, where his eyebrows just comb up into his hairline, you know, and he was there and he was like on like a massage table or something. And he came in and he's like, your husband won't mind. And I was like, what?
Wow. No, I'm talking like at the end where he's like, I'm supposed to stick it in there. It feels funny.
Like a clown.
There was a time
funny.
I did a better Heston. I swear to God. I know I don't do many impressions, but was a time I had a Heston.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there was.
Never. That's like your brother trying to do a New England accent. And they just all sound the same, I told you.
Really? Will does good voices.
He can sometimes. It just depends. I think actually he gets like the inflections of people's voices and stuff, or, you know, the tone to which something's said, or, you know, that kind of thing. But he's not like Mr. Zany guy doing voices. Me, I'm always doing voices or crazy whatever. And Will will say, you know, what show is that from? I was like, oh, that's just me. That's me being crazy, Allison.
Kooky. Cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo nutty.
Yeah.
Nutso.
I like it when computers just freeze and don't do anything.
Well, it happens.
I think we have material for two shows. Let's get the level checks done. This is me, la 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 la, lo la li lu.
Really, that's you?
Yeah, that's my off-key Chief Wiggum. Me, me, my, moo, me.
Bubblegum.
One of us.
No, it's like, I have a dog and he has fleas. You see, that was my whole rage.
That was like David Cross-esque. All right. Talk magic.
This is magic talk right here.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's so sexy. That's why you have all the internet boyfriends.
Or all of them.
All of them.
All the gazillions.
Oh, you're voxering 20 of them. You're kicking another 20. You're texting 40 of them.
That's right. In your mind, I am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's true.
Anytime you take a picture of your boobs, you're like, what? I can only send a text with a picture to 20 people at once?
I never did that. I actually never do, like... I don't even actually know how to do that. How to send
to
like
sext?
No. Oh my gosh! Can you imagine me? Like, I'm just entirely too silly. Like in person, I'm too silly. Like even
too
just...
sexy. Too sexy. I turned it around.
But I don't know how to do like multiple. Like a lot of times, people will be like, "Happy Thanksgiving," and it just sends to everybody. But I don't know how to do that. So I haven't even looked into it. I don't know.
I think you literally just type two numbers. The phone's smart. It knows 10 numbers is the end of a number.
Yeah.
Number 11 starts the second one.
But there, you can't go just down your contact list and just like select them that way?
No, you can. I don't know your interface.
I don't know it either.
You don't have an iPhone. I know iPhone interface.
Yeah. I'm not tech savvy.
So all right. Let's get rolling.
I'm ready. Totally ready. Born ready. Right here. Go time.